Hilariously Melbourne.
You know, sometimes, guys, we cover off, you know, the super moon a few weeks ago, all the stuff that happens in astrology that none of us have any genuine interest in. But we should be across it because this is an interesting one. There's we're heading into a time of Mercury will go into retrograde. I don't know what that means.
It means it's going to go into the ether.
I love a blood moon. I love, you know, an eclipse.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear, you know, somebody that's got a salt lamp or whatever.
Well, can I tell you about Mercury retrograde, which is, I think, a phase we're going into with the stars and the moon and all of that business.
Yeah, and probably Mercury.
It's a great chance, even if you're listening and you're just not thrilled with yourself lately, you can rebrand your whole persona in Mercury retrograde.
Wow.
So right now you could just become a new person, new personality. So now's the time to strike if you're not happy with yourself.
See that?
Is that why the G7's on with all the world leaders at the moment?
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't even know the G7 was on.
Yeah, it starts today. ScoMo's over there. They're all trying to persuade China.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
to follow
China.
The party line.
I'm not reading any of those stories because they're a bit scary.
Well, Fev started to change his personality to political
analyst.
That's
what I just did. That's what I was trying to do. See if you guys pick up on it.
Mate, well, you've nailed it so far. Keep it up.
Now, I thought to myself, well, let's give this a crack. So I got an article. I thought if you can rebrand your, change your persona during this window of Mercury retrograde, how will you do it? And one of my favourite things, so the number one, there's about 4 points here. Give people time, so be more patient.
Yep.
Lower the bar for yourself. That's a great one.
Wow.
But my favourite was just do better.
Just do better every day.
I do that anyway.
Yeah, try to be better every day. That's positive.
I agree, but that you can't. This is telling people they can change their whole personality, and then it's written, just do better.
Yeah. Stop believing in astrology. Now's the time.
Beefy Fev and Nick's best picks on the Fox.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for tradieoke.
Rob from Langwarrin. Good morning, Rob. You're the truck driver on the roads. How's it going?
Good morning, Fox FM legends. I'm fantastic. How are you?
Yeah, we're great. How are the roads this morning, Rob? Are you driving at the moment?
I've just jumped onto the freeway. Yeah, it's not looking too bad. Obviously, standard peak hour traffic, but it'll be fine.
Ah, you'll be right,
mate. Excellent. Great traffic report.
Rob, you should be in a traffic chopper.
Yeah.
You sound amazing.
Put me in one, mate. I'm happy to do the broadcast for you for the news, and I'll sing, I'll do whatever for you, boys.
And girls.
He corrected himself. Well done, Rob. Now, what a song. I'm in the mood for this morning. A bit of Elvis.
We can't go on together with suspicious minds.
With suspicious minds. What a treat, Rob. I'm looking forward to this. Are you doing Elvis or the Fine Young Cannibals version?
No, I'm doing the Elvis Presley version. Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Good, okay.
Hold on, you don't know Weezer Beverly Hills, but you know Fine Young Cannibals, Suspicious Mind. What is happening?
Okay, Rob, off you go.
Weezer, they're actually a really good band.
Cheers, I'm in.
He's in. Okay, off you go, Rob.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see? Ooh, what you doing to me when you don't believe a word I'm saying? We can't go together with suspicious minds.
Suspicious minds.
And we can build our dreams on suspicious minds.
Well
if an old friend I know. I loved it, Rob. Nice job. Beautiful.
Thanks, Pete.
Really,
hey,
really
are you
good.
In your truck?
I am, mate. You want to hear the horn?
100%, yeah. Robbo. It's a van.
I liked
it's
it.
It's a van, is it? I think it's a van.
It's an MR truck, mate.
Oh, MR. Ooh, yeah, good MR. We've got an MR and a COD.
Mick from Melton, a construction worker. How are you going this morning, Mick?
Good, guys. Yourself?
Good, Mick. And look, I mean, Rob started with Elvis. I didn't think it could get better than that, but you're bringing in the Jovi.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, this is a great morning, Mick. You're making it even better. Off you go.
It's all the same. Only the names have changed every day. It seems we're wasting away. I know a place where the faces are so cold. I've traveled all night just to get back home. I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride. I'm wanted, wanted, dead or alive.
Mickey! This, honestly, I just want to say to Rob and Mick, and now to John, because he's going to sing another great classic. You guys are making my morning. Mm. This is what this. This is what
nailing.
It's just great. This segment, John from Yarra Valley, an aircon mechanic. You're going to sing us a bit of Coolio.
I am indeed. Good morning again, guys.
Morning, Johnny.
Is it much work on for you now, John, that it's getting cold?
Yes, mate, yeah, because I do boilers and heating as well.
Oh, well done, jeez.
Plus all the buildings in the city, they always need their air working, mate.
Hey, you just hate whatever the actual temperature is, don't you, John? You won't have it.
John of all trades.
Do you find, John, that at the start of winter you get lots of calls because everyone's heaters aren't working? I reckon every time I turn my heater on in about April, it's not working.
Unfortunately, over the weekend when we had that cold blast, I had two after-hours call out.
Well, of course,
Foxy,
you did.
Just on your remote, you just got to change it from heat to.
No,
it'll be the picture of the sun.
Yeah, the sun or the aircon.
I had to put new batteries in the other day to the little monitor thing because it was just dead.
Yeah,
and then I and then yeah, yeah, no, it was just two double A's and I was fine again.
Don't call John out for that; he'd be furious.
Okay, John,
I'll come and sort you out, Pacey.
Thank you, John. I look forward to that. Now let's hear some Coolio.
Okay, it's hard to back up after a bit of Bon Jovi and Elvis.
Good morning.
All right. As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Because I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch out, you're talking and where you're walking. Or you and your homies might be lined in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta look. As I crook and see myself being the pistol smoke fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies want to be like. On my knees in the night, saying prayers through the streetlight. Been spending most my life living like a gangster. Been spending most my life living in a gangster's paradise.
Beautiful, Johnny.
Oh, come on.
Great work.
Great work, Johnny. You were very, very good. You stuffed a few words up, but that's what we love about this segment, Boxy.
We do.
Mick, you were great. Bon Jovi, you can never miss with Bon Jovi, but Rob from Lang Warren, we got us up and about. Your horn's crap, so I thought I'd give you a prize. You get the 250 Toolmark gift card thanks to Trade Institute Victoria. Well done, Rob.
Woohoo! Thanks, ladies and gents. Happy to win the prize.
Enjoy
nice
the traffic.
Job.
Good on you, John.
Fifi, Fev and Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Now, Nick, Josiah, we are in the midst of a great practical joker, a prankster. That's you.
Yeah, no, no.
No, so I'm just saying we are all.
Genuinely got scared that you didn't say
no, no, I was thinking about the.
What am I not here? Am I a ghost?
I was thinking about the sound.
Oh, okay. Mm. No, you, Fev, are a prankster. That's, you love a prank. You often don't go for the long lead, though. Like, your pranks are quick pranks.
Oh, yeah.
I think if you're going to put pranksters in categories, you want a quick reaction.
Yeah. ADD.
I want to talk about people who go to great lengths with elaborate pranks because there is a guy or girl in Sydney who is getting a lot of credit. A lot of people are praising the ingenuity of this. It's very clever. So when you fly into Sydney at the moment, as the plane is descending, you go over, you know, you go over rooftops and you can see the top of roofs. On like a giant roof, it looks like a factory.
Well, they're normally big industrial estates near airports.
That's right. And it probably is. It would be a big industrial estate. They've written on the roof, "Welcome to Perth."
Great game. Well done.
isn't that brilliant?
It's brilliant.
How many people on that plane as it's landing look out and go, Hang on,
yeah.
Am I on the right plane?
When you wake up.
What happened?
There's an air hostie that used to do that, or the captain, when they said, Like you'd fly to like Singapore and they'd say, welcome, you've now landed in Tokyo. And everyone would freak, what?
Nothing makes me want to get off a plane faster. Like, ladies and gentlemen, today we're flying to Melbourne. Sorry, Sydney, we're in Melbourne. You go, you shouldn't be flying.
But that's a great gag.
I love that.
Brilliant.
The effort that's gone into it. That would have taken hours, possibly days, to in huge letters write, welcome to Perth. And it's so funny. And I'm thinking,
why I like it too is because it is making nobody happy.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
nobody's
exactly.
flying into Sydney saying welcome to Perth and going, yes, we went to Perth instead. Nobody's pumped about that.
And also the person who pulled off that prank, they're never going to see the reactions. Like they've done that despite the fact they'll never get, because you know when you do a prank, you
but
go, I'm just going to watch. I can't wait.
You know, I'd have to watch, but you know. Deep down you'd leave that place, go to bed and go, I'm going to get at least 3,000 people today.
But you couldn't do it though. You have to see their reaction.
Oh, I'd want to be on the plane.
How many passengers have
back
grabbed
on the plane again, Mr. Favola?
It's an expensive gag.
But see, it's a level of investing your time, making something elaborate.
I did last year in lockdown. I played the long game.
Which was your long game?
Nick, I went down to a park with the kids and under a rock just outside the playground, I stuck a 50-cent piece and buried it, left it there for a week, went back the week after and I said, I reckon to the kids, I reckon there's some money hidden here somewhere. And they're like, what do you mean? I go, I don't know. I can just smell. I just feel and sense there's money. Went to this rock, lifted it up, and I bet Lulu $10 if there was money there.
Oh, great.
And she's like, there's no way there's money there. Dug the hole, pulled out the 50-cent piece. Lenny goes, you probably buried that the other day.
See, they know you too well.
Yeah, they do.
But Lulu, I got Lulu.
I got my dad when I was a little kid. It was when the cricket would be live on the radio but delayed on TV.
I was
in the car with my mum going to Werribee Plaza and I heard that Mark Taylor at the time had had a run of at-bats where he scored over 50, right? He's killing it. He goes out for two. So we get home and I said to Dad, Dad, I'll bet you $5 Mark Taylor won't make 20 runs. And he said, you're on.
Bang.
And then he gets bowled out and Dad immediately, you heard that on the radio, didn't you?
Elias from Greensboro, how are you?
Hey, Fifi. Good, how are you?
Yeah, good, Elias. Are you a prankster?
My whole life. I mean, I've scared my sister half to death when we were younger and things like that, but always been a prankster. And then when I was working in the States at a gas station, I was pumping gas when I first started working for this company. And then later on, they had me helping them out, you know, because they knew I had computer skills in the office. So they had a petroleum distribution part of the company. So I would pump gas some days, and then some days I would go out, you know, help them in the office. And one of the truck drivers who used to be, you know, a constant, see me constantly out at the gas station, saw me one day in the office, and I had my glasses on in front of the computer, and he's like, hey, Elias, how you doing? I'm like, oh, sorry, man, I'm not Elias. He's like, oh. He goes, who are you? I said, oh, I'm his twin brother, George. And he's like, oh, my God, you guys are identical. I'm like, listen, man, I'm the better looking one. And you can tell Elias that. So he would go back a couple of days later, see me at the gas station and say, hey, your brother, George, said he's the better looking one. And I'd say, you tell George that I'm the thinner looking one. And he needs to lose weight. So he would come back a couple of days later and say, hey, your brother Elias said you need to lose weight. And he's like, and then we would go back and forth. And this went for 3 months.
Wow.
Until the boss walked in one day and said, hey, Elias, I need you to go over some numbers. And he's like, hang on, that's George. He's like, who the hell is George? And I just, I could, yeah, it was really bad.
Great game, though.
Right. Elias. Was awesome.
The only one that could really appreciate it was Elias and George.
I know.
Well, no, Elias.
Well, Elias.
There's no George.
Oh, this is fun. Jim from Albert Park. Hi, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Jim.
Good, Jim. What was the prank you pulled that was quite elaborate?
J-bomb.
Yeah, so it was, I was about 15, 16 at the time. And my mum loved playing Tats Lotto. So Saturday night was a bit of a ritual. And the week before, the Saturday before, I decided to record the numbers that won, Division 1. And I went and played a ticket for it and wrote down the winning numbers.
Oh, yes.
And back then it was VCR, so you could record. And so I went and played them and I said, Mum, I've got you a gift. I got you a Tats Lotto ticket. So handed over to her. She sat there, 7:30, all keen. So I was in the kitchen and, like, you know, just watching her. She started ticking the numbers off. She was like, you know, I can't remember. It was like 2. Oh, my God, I got it. You know, 7, I got it. 11, I got it. And then one by one, and then right at the end, she said, oh, we got all the numbers. And I'm like, oh, wow, you won Division 1, Mum. She's like, yeah, and she started freaking out. And I think at the time it was about 850, 900 grand. And then
whoa,
she started jumping up and down, and then the TV just paused. And she's like, what's happened? And I go, Mum, I'm just kidding. I just bought you the ticket, but the numbers were from last week.
Oh, what a son.
Jim, how did she react?
She's never accepted a gift from me again.
Fifi Feather, Nick's Best Picks on the Fox.
And we can't wait to speak to our friend. We haven't spoken to him for so long, Luke McGregor. Luke, welcome back to the show.
Hello, thank you. I'm ready to win $1 million.
Luke, oh, what a, just hearing your voice got me happy then.
Isn't he the best bloke?
You are. How are you? How have you been the last couple of weeks? Have you been staying at home? Oh, well, obviously you have. What have you been doing at home?
I think my mood during Melbourne's lockdown was like a 6 out of 10 on average, but all my hobbies are video game related, so I was probably better equipped than most to deal with it. Like my lifestyle didn't change. I just lost the option of going outside.
Now, Luke, since you were last on our show, we booted Byron, got rid of him, and we got one of your best mates, another ranger.
Two rangers on the radio at once, McGregor.
On
we
radio.
Did it.
Got any good stories about our good friend Nick Cody? Because he's the best.
Yeah, no, Nick and I, obviously we catch up at the annual ranger meeting. and the council was so happy to see, you know, another ranger entering the media to spread our influence.
Obviously, big indoor event, Fev, the meeting of the rangers.
It would have been outside. Windows closed, it's true.
Mate, how does it feel? You got this. Is this the final season of Rosehaven coming up?
I'm unemployed, buddy. Good. It was nice to end it when we wanted to end it, mostly because we were out of stories and we didn't have anything else. Just
now, can you do a spin-off like Joey from Friends?
I reckon we'll launch a. We'll launch a video game and then we'll do a line of action figures. We'll be raking in the merch dollars for a long time.
Now, did you boys had your own Channel 31 show, is that right? When you were starting out?
We did, yeah. Nick and I were both on the same Channel 31 TV show. And then had a massive falling out and went our separate ways. So, yeah.
Was it a creative split or creative differences?
Nick ate my yogurt out of the fridge, so I left.
That was it?
Yeah. Like, you'll never work with me again.
Well, the yogurt did have redheads only.
Yeah, it did. That's true. I should have labeled it more specifically.
Should have put Luke on. Hey, mate. Now, last time I reckon we had you on the show, we tried to set you up because we're in a bubble. Remember we did the old, we tried to set Luke up because we were in the bubble, we're in lockdown, and we're trying to do lockdown catch-ups. How is your love life going, Luke?
To be fair, you sitting me out was just you trying to kiss me the whole time I was on radio. good. I've started dating again, but it's weird. I've only been doing like walking coffees with masks on.
Yeah.
I've got my first like actually go for a drink with someone tomorrow. So fingers crossed, married soon. Yeah.
McGregor, I don't know. Oh, you posted this on Instagram, so I don't feel bad saying it. McGregor's gone like the Hollywood grill. He's like teeth are flash. He's gone a bit. La La Land. So is the mask? Are you spewing? Are you like, why don't I get all this done?
Oh mate, I use a see-through plastic one, so I can still sort of show them off. It's fine. Well, yeah, it's weird being this handsome now and still awkward. I don't know. Yeah.
Good.
Good luck on your date.
Yeah, this is it. I always want to touch base with you later in the week. Although traditionally, Luke, would you agree when we get involved in your love life, it's not always the optimum outcome?
No, I'm happy to report back.
Oh, great.
I I don't want you guys there on the date, but I'm happy to report back.
Was it a Tinder or what sort of date? How did you meet?
I was on Bumble.
Bumble?
And my photo is me wearing a Ghostbusters proton pack, so I'm after a very specific type of
Legend.
We'll touch base with you, Luke. It's so good to hear your voice, and we're so pumped. Rosehaven, Season 5. Wednesday, August the 4th, put that in the diary, 9 p.m, ABC and iView. And we will get you on again to find out how this Bumble date went.
Thanks for having me, team.
Cheers, mate.
Fifi Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Let's talk about the group chats that are going on here. Oh, hello. This all started with Fev, Nick and Josiah having your group called Nudes and Foods.
And how it started, very innocently, I was in Adelaide in February for the Adelaide Fringe Festival. Josiah told me about a place I had to go get some food.
For breakfast.
Yeah. I went and took a photo and we joked around and said, let's start a WhatsApp group. We sent each other our meals.
It and did it.
No,
you chose to bring in Fev, but not me.
Well, no, that's not how it went down because Fev also wanted to know about some places around. I'm just digging a hole.
Stop talking.
Mate, you're very careful. Yeah. You started it.
You've got to get better at that.
I did not name it. You crumbled under nothing. I'm pretty sure you did.
I didn't name it.
I didn't name it.
Has any rude material been passed around in there?
Maybe a crook meme or two.
There was one nude yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was it?
Another bloke, though.
It was a bloke.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was funny.
It was a funny meme.
Well, the girls in the team,
vaccines.
Darcy, Renee and myself, we've started our own little WhatsApp group called Pina Pilates.
It's called Scones and Jam or something.
Well,
isn't it?
What was on there last night? Like our state of origin, everyone's sending photos of beers and food and the game.
Darcy put up her beautiful meal she cooked.
How do you know?
Because she sent it to me.
Darcy!
Oh, wow. So what happened?
Darcy!
But you She's notice cheating what, on your WhatsApp group!
What?
You notice what happens, though. People put in a bit of meal prep into our team group, into the breakfast team group.
Over.
But then as soon as it gets close to a finished meal, we peel off back into our groups.
That's what happened.
Hang on, Darcy. You're coming on in one second. Now, Boxy, this is how boring your WhatsApp is. What's it called? Panades and Paninis or something?
Penis, Pina Coladas, right. And Pilates, because we like Pilates.
One of your members, you've only got three members.
Yes.
One of your members said to me.
So do we, by the way, Fev, just in case
four. One said to me last night.
Alex wants it.
Also, I should be in your Foods and Nudes. It's a better app.
Darcy, no. I did not say it was better.
I don't.
But you want to be in it.
Oh, my God.
Then read the next message.
You want to be in it.
Pass me your phone. I don't believe you.
I don't believe this is what you miss out on.
Yeah. Can you pass me the phone, Nick? I'm just having a look.
Just don't swipe up.
I feel cheated on. I feel like I've been...
Darcy wants to be in ours. And I want to add her. I was going to text Josiah to add her.
No, she didn't say it's better.
She said to me this morning it tastes better. Verbally.
No. But she did say I should be in Foods and Nudes. So I feel like Renee Darcy...
Because our quality of food.
Yeah,
would you like to be in ours?
No, I'm sticking.
Leon, put your hand down.
I just want to point out, I'm not in any of these groups.
Okay, guys.
I want you in ours.
I get
though,
it.
Darcy.
I forgive you. That's fine. It's not that. We'll move through this.
I was trying to show off how good our group is. I like what Darcy did.
Sorry, the difference is, Fee, is that the food in your group looks better, but the food in our group tastes better.
Yeah.
We've got rotten pizzas
got
and just filthy stuff. Yeah. Another quinoa cake, Renee.
I won't lie.
Mate, look, your mate just hammered
it. Another tofu schnitty. Oh, it's on now.
Renee, they're going you now. They're attacking you. This is terrible. You're trying to tear our group apart.
Okay, I wasn't part of that.
Nick was attacking Renee then. Renee, would you like to say anything to Nick?
Banned.
Yeah. Banned.
Oh, banned.
I'm banned.
You're banned.
I'm a group I'm not in.
Wow.
Fifi Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Now, speaking of, you were just talking about how you and your poker mates spent gross amounts of money.
Yeah, well, they were international poker people as well.
No excuse. $22,000
They spend $100,000 on a hand.
Well, what is it with famous people and rich people just being unnecessarily gross? This is the third story in the last few weeks I've heard of a dirty Hollywood celeb. So we know Miller and Asher Kutchton. No, I got all that wrong.
Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher.
It sounded like a word scramble where you had to figure it out based on what you've thrown at us.
Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher. That's interesting. Yeah. They've both got similar surnames. They came out and said that they don't bath their children until they smell. Mm. I still think that was a joke that was taken out of context.
No.
But then, what's her name again?
Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell, the voice of Anna from Frozen. She and her husband, Dax Shepard, they said the same thing. They honestly wait till they can see dirt on their kids before they wash them. Now, Jake Gyllenhaal has come out and says that he doesn't believe bathing is necessary.
Just
at
all.
So, post-workout,
what's happened over
he
there?
Doesn't...
He they said need to work these people.
He's not a fan of post-workout showers or washing in general. So he would happily do a workout and then because let's be honest, anytime you exercise, there is a film of perspiration that just becomes dirty, stank, mank.
It's off. Like
it's gross.
You got that stank.
How often
mank.
Would you shower a day, Boxy, or clean?
Twice. Well, so twice, I minimum. Have a shower first. So when I get up, I just shower. Yep. That's a quick one. But in the evening, I have my bath.
Yeah.
So shower in the morning, bath.
Oh, a bath at night.
Oh, I love a bath.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love a bath. Why is Leon laughing?
Do you have a
Leon's
wine
hysterical.
And a candle? Yeah, I'm shocked.
Are you
do you
surprised
have a bath?
That I bath?
No, I just think a bath is a child's thing. Sorry.
A bath is my relaxation. I love it.
Do you have a candle and a wine and
no, I've got
play
kids.
Some tunes?
The kids in I've got Daisy in there.
That'll be a fun bath.
Yeah, it is. It actually is quite a fun bath.
Nick?
Just two showers?
Every what week?
Well, two showers a day. I used to shower too much and you get dry skin from the soap.
Yeah.
You said you'd have like four a day.
I'd minimum three.
Three? So
easy. When I wake up,
bang.
When I get home, I usually have a shower. Because I don't know who's been in this in here.
Yep.
And then at night time.
Right, three. Well, we're doing well, guys.
Yeah, three. Easy.
We'll
but
never...
I don't use soap. I don't think I've ever used a bar of soap since I was 12.
What about just that?
Yeah, body
the
wash.
Yeah, body wash. Yeah. Soap's no good for you.
Which one?
I'm like a vanilla, caramel, all those.
I love those Palmolive ones.
I literally just put it on because it smells amazing.
It does, doesn't it?
No, yeah. I like the ones where it's like, we've put 1.8 billion limes into this bottle. You're like, Jesus. You know those? Do you know how many mint leaves died for this soap? They brag.
Fifi, Fev, and Nick's best picks on the Fox.